This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm privileged today that I get to bring you Beth Comstock. She's with us. I'm going to read her biography. Her mission is to understand what's next, navigate change, and help others do the same. By cultivating a habit of seeking out new ideas, people, and places, she built a career path from storyteller to chief marketer to corporate vice chair. Beth spent nearly three decades at GE until December 2017, and as Vice Chair of Business Innovation and previously Chief Marketing Officer, she led efforts to accelerate new growth, develop digital and clean energy futures, seed new business, and enhance brand value. Beth, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you, Derek.
We see interns come into our agency and do college internships, and they feel the weight of the world sometimes on them of what they're going to be when they quote unquote grow up. And it's taken me 20 years to figure that out, and that there's been so many transitions of growth in that time. Yours is an amazing story of doing it at the highest level. What else does it take for a mindset to be open to that? Because we do want to figure it all out and see our path in front of us. But it takes, I guess, some trust as well that you're going to find your way.
Yeah, and I feel I'm a real life example of this. I mean, I worked in business for nearly 30 years, and now I'm rebooting myself at a time I feel like I don't know what I'm going to be next right now. I think, what does it take? I'm a big believer in some of the work that Carol Dweck out of Stanford has done on a growth mindset. But I think I'm big on being curious, being a continual learner. And I think all of us, we fall on a spectrum of those things. Some people are more curious than others. Some want to learn more than others. But I think that's how you stay adaptable and resilient in the face of so much change. So I really think it is an adaptation mindset that we need. And I've really come to the conclusion that change is everybody's job now. It's not just something you can delegate. It's not just the CEO, or you delegate it to your transformation officer. And so I think every one of us has to be much more open to figure out what is around the corner. We're not going to tell the future, but you can start to see patterns and trends. And I think that's something that everyone has to do now.
Everyone in every business too. We went through that transformation a couple of years ago as an agency, and all of a sudden we took a dip and we looked around and said, uh-oh, where's our industry going? What's changing consumer demand? What changes do we need to make? Are we relevant? What do we? And it was scary as a small business owner to look at that. I had no choice. I had to look at it.
Yeah. And what did you do? How did you navigate through that?
We made a change. Well, it started with me, Beth. I don't want to make this about me, but I had to start and say, what am I doing as a leader with my team? What am I doing? What am I doing that's right and wrong? And how am I leading my team? So it started with the brutal honesty about where we were at and accepting it, and then looking at what solutions were. It was really, that was the mindset I had to have.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.